Okay, Be'ezer Hashem for Parshas Balak, we'll start with a little bit of, I think, as a Chassidish message, something we might have touched on in the past. Just the opening pasuk. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor es kol asher asa Yisrael la'amayvi. Balak sees all that which Yisrael has done la'amori. Now, immediately when one sees this pasuk, what comes to mind is another Gentile that had become aware of what had happened to the Jews, but here the pasuk is quite different. The beginning of Parshas Yisrael, the Torah Kedosha says, "Vayishma Yisrael Chayin Midyan Chosei Moshe." And in fact, the Medrash by us is bothered why it is that it says "Vayar Balak," because at the end of the day, it wasn't that Balak saw; it was that Balak heard. And what we're going to argue, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight is that difference between Balak seeing and Yisro hearing is absolutely critical. Now the Medrash asks, "Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, ma ra'a?" What did he see? "Rabu piranu shasida lovay al Yisrael mikol sinav." He saw a tragedy that would ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had endowed these villains, Balak and Bilam, with the ability to see some towards the future. Shekulam ayuban b'lochamos u'b'shibut she'nichol namo b'hem v'zeh ka'adam, etc., etc. So he saw something down the line that was going to happen to Klal Yisrael. And then the Medrash uses an amazing expression. Noyach l'rishoyim she'yusunim she'eneyem mivin ro'a l'olam. It would have been better off for the Rishayim, for their own good, that they had been blind. Because ultimately what they saw always leads to their downfall. And the Medrash gives a bunch of examples. It gives an example of Dar Midbar, Mabul. It says, Vayiru v'nei Elokim. Uchsiv, it says, Baicham, Vayar Cham Avichnan. Uchsiv, Vayiru asa Sarei Faroi, Vayhalu asa Paro, in regards to Sarah. V'chein Kula. Vayar, V'kan Vayar Balak. And here too it says Vayar Balak, which is his downfall. So Medrash points out that when a person, particularly the Rishayim, when they see, seeing leads to their downfall. Rabosa, what I'm going to argue in Chassidus tonight is that that is not only for the Rishayim, it's even for us as well. For us as well, the Re'iyah could be our downfall. And I think it's such an important Yisod, and it's a Chassidish Yisod, but such an important Yisod that we should think about. Now, it's well known that in this parsha there is a beautiful Mishnah in the Avos. The Mishnah in the Avos says that compares Bilam Arasha, who's the villain of this week's parsha, to Avram Avinu. And it compares that Bilam has an Ayin Ra, Avram Avinu has an Ayin Tova. Now notice the Medrash says that Re'iyah is bad for the Rishayim. It would have been better off for them that if they had been blind. But it doesn't go on and say that's good for the Tzaddikim. Generally, we see when the Medrash wants to contrast what is good for one and what is bad for the other, particularly we see it in the Mishnah and Avos, so then it contrasts the two. But over here, we don't have that in the Medrash. Here it just says that Re'iyah, alluding to the fact that Re'iyah could be a dangerous thing, it could be misinterpreted, and it doesn't say that it was bad, that there Re'iyah is Tov L'Tzadikim. It doesn't say that Re'iyah is Tov L'Tzadikim. Very interesting that the Medrash just says that for Rishayim, they would have been better off blind. That's all the Medrash says. But it doesn't contrast the Ayin Ra and the Ayin Tova that we have when it comes to Avram and Bilam. So that's our Tzarech Yun. Why is that so? And of course, the other Tzarech Yun is why, that we alluded to before, is that why is it when it comes to Yisrael, so there it says Vayishma Yisrael. The emphasis is Yisro's hearing as opposed to his seeing. We've developed in the past that Klal Yisro's perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is based on Shmia, is based on listening. Hear the beautiful song, you could YouTube it, to hear Reb Shmuel Yankov Bernstein. Some of you might not know who he is. He's one of the biggest Lamdanim who just passed away. He's within the year of his Ptira. of contemporary Rashi Yeshivas, who's his sefer that I enjoy the most, is hear him sing with his Talmidim the song Amar Abaye that goes back hundreds of years. Amar Abaye. The words Amar Abaye are very, very dear to us. In fact, we refer to the Chachmei HaGemara as Amoraim, as Amira. In a beautiful work, the Nazir, the great tzaddik, suggested that the expression of Amira is tantamount to our struggle with the wrong perception of how to look at the world. He contrasts that to Yavam, where Yavam emphasizes that which it could see, which it could study, empirically study. And our Mesorah is transmitted through Shmia, through hearing. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And here we get to a critical part. And that is that our eyes can fool us. Re'iyah, even the Re'iyah of Tzadikim. You hear what I'm saying, Rabbi Osai? Even the Re'iyah of Tzadikim is not enough. What you see isn't always what it is. And of course, that explains so much of our struggle sometimes with the Western world, where science is put at a premium, only what you could see and what you could test. Now, what you see and what you test is definitely what's in front of you, but it isn't always the whole picture. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel HaNistar, and He doesn't always show us the whole picture. Re'iyah, that is the downfall of Rishayim. But it's not the Tikkun of Tzadikim. Yisro has the Bechina of Ayishma, of hearing. I'm being mekatzer what the Re'albo writes in the Sefer Ikarim, where the Re'albo says that for sure the Navi experiences Nevuah through Shmi and Re'iyah, but ultimately Kikalech Arech Naveh, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kikalech Arev, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sound is greater. And therefore, the very practical Yesod of this Chasidus is the sensitivity towards realizing that the greatest things that we get are from what we hear from the Chachmei Masorah. Those are the gems. And Re'iyah is definitely a part of the human experience, even the prophetic experience. But the Re'iyah, writes the Re'albo, is always seen through the perspective of what was first the Shmiah. First you have Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you have the opening parasha, and then you have the Re'iyah of Tzitzis, the concluding of Shema, as we've spoken about previously. But it always has to be in that order. It always has to go through that progression. Im Kenim Advarim, oh, how beautiful it is that the transition that we saw, this part was tragic. We saw that Moshe Rabbeinu wants Yisro to stay with them in Parshas Balosa. We discussed in previous weeks that Yisro wants, Moshe Rabbeinu wants Yisro to stay with them. And he says to Yisro, V'yisa lanu le'enoyim. He doesn't say liros lefanenu. He says le'enayim, for eyes. What enayim? Those enayim of the Ayin Tova of Avram Avinu. In other words, Yisro, who starts first with Shmia, he bends his ear to the Chachmei HaMesorah. He bends his ear to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He bends his ear to the beautiful song of the Gemara of Amar Abaye. Then he has the power to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. Chas v'chalila, the individual who is limited by simply what he sees, ultimately then, says the Medrash, it would be better off that he's blind. In Kenim Advarim, now we understand why the Medrash doesn't contrast the Re'iyah of Tzadikim to the Re'iyah of Rishayim. Because it's not the Re'iyah of Tzadikim. What it is the Shmiah of Tzadikim, that leads to a lev, a heart that's able to perceive things properly, and that's V'yisa Lanu Le'inayim. That's an Ayin Tova, as we've discussed in previous instances. And that, of course, is the downfall of Balak. And that is the downfall of all Rishayim, because all Rishayim rely on simply what they see, and they rely on their instincts. In contrast to saying that I cannot do it by myself, that I need to be able to bend my ear to Chachmei HaMesorah, to be able to listen to Chachmei HaMesorah, and to see things from their hear things from their perspective, and from that will come my perception to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that our perception, our ri'iyah, should come from a na'im that start with a shmiyah of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Elcha, that come from a shmiyah from Amar Abaye and Amar Rava, to have the humility to be able to say that not everything I could be able to understand myself, but to realize that with that perspective, our vision could be fantastic. And we could see very, very far ahead. Notice, the Medrash starts off that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Balak and Bilam tremendous Riyah Merachov, but it would have been better off that they had been Sumim altogether. Because ultimately it was only through that Bechiyah of Riyah and not through that Bechina Hashmiyah. We'd be zochet to really, really live Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.